Hi there. It's good to see you.
How are you doing today? Traffic can be kind of crazy this time of day. Great.
Well, go ahead and relax on the couch. Lay back. I know this couch feels a bit Freud or whatever, but it works for us. Do you want some water? No? Comfy? Great. I'll just post up back here like usual, and we'll do our little intro relaxation. Okay, go ahead and close your eyes, and just let your body relax into the soft, warm cushions. Take a deep breath in as I count to four. One, two, three, four. Hold it for seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And let it out slowly for eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Arrive here with me. Perfect. Last session, we made real progress. I'm proud of you. I mean, yeah, when we started, you were very sort of valiant, which is good. But, like we discovered, it can trap you. You are very good at protecting and providing for other people, but you are stuck searching for yourself. And now I think we're really deepening our understanding of your needs and your wants. So yeah, I'm proud of you. What's on your mind today? A woman. Tell me more. Oh, I see. Women. Plural. Interesting. What do you mean?
It's okay if it's not perfectly clear to you. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you make sense of these desires.
So you're feeling compelled to connect to a woman, or rather, multiple women.
I'm glad you're sharing this with me.
Connect. What does that look like for you?
Oh. Your cheeks are getting pink and hot. That's perfectly normal. You're allowed to feel this way. You're allowed to want to experience pleasure.
Even in unusual or usually forbidden ways. As we've discussed, you have tended to experience pleasure so much through what you give to others. And it is so totally valid to want to experience pleasure directly. Something about how you said that makes me think you don't mean just a quick fuck in a less expensive motel. What does this connection mean to you?
Deep.
Mm-hmm. And universal. Okay. Spiritual, but not woo-woo. Okay. Sacred. Yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah. I would call it something like that, too. The divine feminine.
It's a very generative font of symbolic energy. Maybe you've picked up on this, but that's kind of a guiding principle of my work here. Well, sometimes I hold back, but really I consider what I do here to be an expression of that creative force. In some ways, I guess, I believe it's the core force of our social world and the universe itself, metaphorically. Like, as an example, for everything that is visible, there is a side that is hidden. Night exists as a necessary consequence. And there is the idea of the chalice that holds the water of life, whether that chalice is an actual cup, our bodies, or, well, the womb. There is the lush garden that provides everything we need to grow and be happy and healthy, and that garden grows from all that has... But ignore all that. I want us to think about how you are going to come. That is, how you came or coming to these ideas of wanting to connect?
Organically, socially, spiritually, with the divine feminine. As embodied by someone in particular?
Oh, okay. Really? Anyone?
And this is why you said women. There are indeed so many facets to explore.
Is it important to you that she's a relative stranger? Yeah, I get that. When it's someone we don't know, and when the context of your interaction is hidden, in a way, or outside the normal modes of being, when we're in a liminal space, we can be unguarded. And yeah, it takes a certain sort of person to do that well. Someone who has practiced this dance of taking pleasure on a microcosmic individual level, and coaxing it to unfold into the universal bliss of being. Is this the kind of idea that you would be open to sharing with your partner, your girlfriend? No, don't worry. I understand. Of course. We can absolutely talk about how to have those kinds of conversations when we're ready.
For now, remember this is absolutely a safe space for you to explore this. And I love... that you're diving so deep here. I want you to go deeper. I want you to really drop into this idea. I'll be here with you. I want you to sink into what this would be like, so I can help you experience it. Keep your eyes closed. Take a deep breath in. Good. Let it out slowly. Focus on my voice. My voice wraps around your mind, and it quiets some of your worry. My voice smooths any tension. Let my voice soothe you and guide you to a place of ease, a place where you can honor what's hidden, a place where you can root into wet earth and grow deeply into what you want, where you can drink from that cup that holds the precious, perfect, sweet liquid of creation. Sink for me into darkness, into the fertile void. Let possibility bloom, grow thick into shadow, fill it with your mind, fill it with your flesh, and come to rest in warm darkness, in that hot, blinding, infinite moment of creation. Keep breathing in and out. In and out. Keep listening to my voice. Notice how the darkness opens up inside your mind, welcoming you with all that you have, with all that you give, with all that you create, with your thoughts. Your thoughts and your body joined in perfect creative action. Stay here for a moment on the edge. Good. Perfect, my sweet. Here you are, right where you need to be, exactly where you want to be, to realize the thing you desire. Look around. Take it in.
Where are you standing? What do you see around you? Okay, good. So you're on the sidewalk in an apartment complex, tucked away at the edge of town. It's a bright day. There is a gentle breeze. You feel so good. This feels so right. What do you do next? You step toward the building. What does the door look like? Okay, a worn, heavy door. Fading paint, unlike the others. Go ahead. Knock when you're ready. You hear small sounds on the other side of the door as someone approaches, turns the handle, pulls it open, and what do you see? That soft light, hanging fabric, a little zen fountain. That does sound inviting. You hear the sound of running water, some quiet music maybe, and you inhale a mix of jasmine, sandalwood, and something you can't place. You are enveloped in this atmosphere as you step through the door. And as the door closes, who do you see? It's okay to be embarrassed, but you don't have to be. Picture her standing right in front of you. She is drinking you in just as much as you are her. Your eyes linger over every little detail. Her feet, are they bare? Or is she wearing sandals? An anklet, perhaps? Picture her shins, her arching calves, her knees and her thighs. Perhaps you see gossamer fabric draped and caressing her thighs. Or maybe yoga pants hugged tightly to her skin. And her hips. What shape do you trace as your eyes slide over her hips, her belly, wrap around her lower back? Are her hips wide and open, cradling an expanse of fertility? Or are they slender and delicate, veiling an irrepressible freshwater spring? Do you notice a little hint of skin peeking out below her top? Do you see her belly button and the little golden piercing shining there, inviting you to linger? What is she doing with her hands and those perfect slender fingers of hers? Do her hands lay calmly against her thighs? Or is she twisting some bit of fabric with nervousness and excitement? You see her there fully, right there, standing before you. She is so real. You can see the soft hairs on her arms, highlighted by the sunlight. And your eyes flow up her arms. Tell me, is she strong? Rest for a moment at her shoulders and her collarbone. And then drop into where the sweetly fragrant skin at the base of her neck flows down beneath her top. Down where the rise of her full breasts shapes the fabric so you can almost feel exactly what it's like to be her shirt. There you go. Now, let's keep going. Up to her neck. Make sure you really look at how the curve of her neck sweeps up to her jaw. How strands of hair tickle her neck and shoulders, and then follow her jawline to her perfect little chin. Up to her smiling, damp pink lips. Up to that perfect line around her nostrils and the tip of her impossibly cute nose. Her cheeks, are they just a little bit pink? And then to her eyes. There, you've arrived exactly where needed. Her eyes, exalted by those unreasoning lashes. Her eyes call you inside. Her eyes take you in. In the silence, she reaches a hand out for yours.
Do you take it? You can answer me. Good. Her eyes are everything. And you want to stay and stay and stay inside these gorgeous eyes. Her smiling, bright, playful, yearning, embracing eyes. Keeping her eyes on yours as she draws you in deeper, deeper into her chambers.
And then what? What then, I wonder?
Don't worry, I know. Perhaps she says something like, "Hi, welcome. I'm so glad you came. I thought I could tell you were searching when we met. But I almost didn't give you my address after we talked. I was so nervous. I was caught off guard by how beautiful you were. But I was brave and so are you, so, well, here you are. It's really, really good to see you again. Can we wander together for a little while, please? Answer me."
"Good.
Follow me here, to my bedroom. I don't think we need to play games. Do you like the tapestries draped everywhere? And the twinkling light? I hope so. I want so much for this place to feel welcoming and special. Especially when I bring over someone like you." Can you hear that? In her voice. You're so safe. You're so relaxed. And yet you're so powerful in the assuredness of your desire. She can feel that. And you are so open to her. And to me. So go ahead. Follow her as she pulls you in. May I touch you? Slide my hands up your arms to your shoulders. May I kiss you? Tell me, how exactly does her gorgeous body feel against you? Answer me. Answer me in detail. Yes, good. Her soft breast pressed against your chest. Your sensitive nipples feel every shift in her stance as her tongue teases yours. And she is pressing so close, you can even feel her heat through your layers of fabric between her legs. Do you feel your own heat growing, radiating toward her, pulling so taut? Tell me, go ahead. Tell me. Tell me exactly how your body is responding to her. Good. There you go. This desire is yours to show her. Your desire is so right. And you can see in her shining eyes, she loves this. Love this. She loves every one of your soft moans as her hands run over your body. Oh yes, I love to hear you moan. She pulls your shirt up and off. Oh my god, yes. Undoing your pants. Pulling down your underwear. Letting it all fall away. Oh my god, yum. And now she can see your aching, meeting body pulse with each heartbeat. What next, my sweet one? Tell me.
Tell me what you want. Good, yes. Just so.
Here, lay back, relax. Good. You smell yes, the candles just lit in the corner. Breathe them in as you fall back into the softness of her bed. Campfire, vanilla, bourbon, and a hint of sweat of your burning together. And of course, now you catch her scent, her musk, as she climbs up on the bed next to you, her legs just apart. Does that excite you? Her smell. The smell of her wet pussy.
Oh my god, I think I am soaking my panties. You are so sexy and I'm so turned on right now.
She has complete control over you, doesn't she? Look into her eyes and tell me.
Tell me.
Notice how your cock twitches with your heartbeat. I can see your cock twitching. That's so good.
Feel how your whole being flows into your thick, rigid shaft.
Notice her hand there. And you're so hard, and you're dripping for me.
Her fingers painting the tip with that slick nectar.
This is just what I imagined when we were chatting. I could tell how much she needed someone like me.
Rolling it under the ridge. Her hand is so soft and warm.
There you go. Does that feel good? Good. Yes. Her hand is so sure. She knows your body like she sees right into your mind. Keep your eyes on me, sweetheart. There you go. Look deep into my eyes and feel my hands on you. Your eyes, my hands, your cock, your heart. Your eyes, my hands, your cock. She's well practiced. She is a priestess performing a ritual.
One second. There we go. Oh, what's she doing now? She's licking your pre-cum off of her fingers, wetting her hands with her spit. And now she gazes down at you with earnest and yearning compassion. She's wrapping her sloppy, wet hands around your thick, hot, rigid red shaft. She starts slowly stroking up and down, up and down. Every soft, perfect finger sliding up and down and up over your head, twisting just so around the swollen tip and down, slipping past your ridge. Across that delicate, sweet spot right in front.
Good boy, good boy. You're perfect. You deserve this. You wanted it so bad when we met, didn't you?
She's stroking you now. Using both hands just a little faster. A little tighter.
She is watching every twitch and moan you make. There you go, baby. That's it.
Isn't she doing just wonderfully? Tell me. Good.
Tell her again how perfectly she's touched you. Tell her how good she's making you feel.
Look into her eyes and tell her again.
Yes, my sweet one. Can you feel this point of bliss that connects us? Can you feel that heat that fills you from this root where my hands hold you? That hot, sharp thread that pulls you into me and out across infinite creation? Tell me how good your thick, hard, swollen, wet, glistening, dripping cock feels. Tell me how much you need this. Tell me how good it feels to be
stroked, pampered by this gorgeous, sacred slut. She wants it. Her eyes are almost desperate now. So hot watching you writhe and buck as her hands coax you so sweetly. She's almost begging you. Yes, yes, there you go.
A little closer.
Yes. Good boy, yes. Her face is so close to your cock now. You can feel her warm breath on you. Is she going to make you come? Is she going to make her good boy come? Are you going to come for me? Tell me. Tell me. She is. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me how good it feels. Tell me you're gonna come for me. Feel your hot cum pulse through your shaft. Yes, thank you. Tell where you come. Oh, yes, there. Where do you come? Her open mouth. Open and panting. Her tongue. Her pink little tongue. Her breasts. Her red, flushing, sweating breasts. Oh God, yes, I love that. Good. You're doing so good. She's made you feel so whole, hasn't she? She's made you feel you're a point of light in the night sky. A perfect ball of lusty, fusing, elemental hydrogen. The creative bliss from which we all emerge. Stay here in this space for just a moment and breathe, laying next to her as she holds you. Soft sounds outside. As you start to drift back to consciousness, I want you to know that was perfect. You did beautifully. We were able to go further and deeper than we ever have before. See? All you have to do is tell me exactly what you want. When you're ready to fully come back, packing away this dream we've created together, give yourself permission to keep it, to honor it, to know it's yours and that it's good. Begin to feel your body on this couch, in this room, with me, and open your eyes.
You really did do so well. I love how clearly you bring me into your visions and these guided visualizations. I think we both learned a lot there. Oh no, I'm not surprised at all. This is consistent with what I know about you. I think at our core, we all want to be recognized, held, and to experience pleasure in that way. I mean, it's so safe to be taken and cared for by a person like that. But I'm curious. I want to push you a little bit now. What I heard you say during this, well, this fantasy is a desire for a safe, pleasureful, and nurturing eroticism. The kind of woman we developed in this meditation embodies that kind of an ideal or archetypal seductress. And of course, we can sometimes play those roles for each other, embody those archetypes in play. But it's not super realistic, is it? That's at odds with what you told me earlier. You told me you want a real connection with a real person. An actual woman living, breathing, opinions, and perfections. Like you and I sitting here right now. And well, the fantasy as a fantasy, you can have at any time. You can always take that journey with yourself. That's safe and healthy. It's okay if you want that. But in reality, the thing you told me you want, well, it's not safe at all. You're still so hard. No, don't hide it. This is a safe space. Of course I notice. I have to notice. That's my job. To notice what my clients don't. To reveal what's hidden. And to answer your question, it's not safe because, well, in the situation you really want, you can't control what will happen. You can't know what effect it will have on the rest of your life. You can't know what the other person will do. You can't know what the other person really wants. Think about this. When we were creating this vision, or when you've imagined those things on your own, did you ever imagine why she wants to play this role for you? Well, are you paying her? That might make sense. I mean, she's so happy to see you. She wants so much to make you feel good, but why? What's her motivation? Oh, you think she has a hunger? Like your hunger?
No, don't get up.
You're a little right. Maybe. But I can tell you, it's nothing like your hunger. Her hunger is much, much deeper inside her. I'm going to take your clock out now. If this is really what you think you want, joining to the infinite. Yes, exactly. Exactly as I thought.
You're such a reliable client.
Yes, of course, this is still part of the session. Absolutely. Now, just because what you want isn't safe doesn't mean you can trust me. So, like, go ahead. You've been practicing. What do you want? Do you want me to be your priestess?
Do you really want to be completely enveloped by the Divine Feminine? Tell me. Good. You don't know the hunger. And you don't know what you need, not really. My good boy. Fill my fucking throat. Yes, I need it. Fucking give me your thick cock. I'm so hungry. I'm so fucking empty. Fill me up.
What? Is my what?
Why, yes, my pussy is wet. I'm so wet. I'm so fucking wet.
Why? Do you want to feel?
I think you'd like it.
Okay. I'll just take my stockings off.
My skirt. My panties. I think you like it when I say panties.
Do you see what I mean?
You made me so wet. I was already wet before I even started sucking your cock. Your gorgeous, hard, hard cock. Oh my god, it's so hard. Can you? I'm so... I need it.
You need me, don't you?
Don't you need this?
You do.
I can see you need to be inside of me. You need me to take your cum inside me.
Deep inside me. See my pussy? She's waiting for you. But well,
do you want it? Take it.
No.
Take it.
No.
No, don't touch me like that. Oh, well then, I'm putting my clothes back on. My skirt, my nylons, and my little pink panties. What's that? I know I have a delicious ass, but I'm afraid that's all the time we have today. No whining. You can just book our next session on your way out. What? 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 No, I absolutely was not touching myself while you were in a trance. No, that would be totally wrong and unethical. No, everything we've done here has been exactly within the bounds of our contracted therapy sessions. Yes, there is a long clause referring to the occasional necessity of experimental practices, if you recall. That's all we've done today, and I would appreciate it if you would respect the boundaries of this relationship. I don't know what you think you heard, but I mean, I was just uncomfortable. I had to adjust. No, I don't owe you an explanation. I'm sure I was just clearing my throat. I try not to interrupt a guided visualization. I'm not blushing, I'm just... This is ridiculous. Listen, we'll talk through this next week. Please remember to do your daily journals. Stop. Stop. Yes, I did tell you to take it, but I just wanted to help instruct you to the point where you could express your actual desires and not just, hey, let go. Let go. I just had to make sure you weren't just... Stop. No, I don't like it. You just need to... Stop, it feels... No. You can't unless... Fuck, that feels good. No. No. Yes, you get to want what you want. Yes, I'll be good. Yes, please. Yes, I want you, please. Please, I didn't mean to tell you no. I'm sorry. I had to know. I had to know if you really could, actually. Yes, oh, please. I need this. Oh, you're gonna feel so good, my good, sweet boy. Yes. Yes, I'll bend over. Oh, yes. In, slow. Yes. Oh, no. Deeper. A little deeper. And don't move. Don't move. Yes. Fuck. Hard. Yes, fuck me. Oh, you need this. You need to see the goddess, don't you? Don't you? I do too. I need to see her again too. Yes, I am your priestess. Give it to me. Give me your devotion. Give her your fucking devotion. Give us your cum. Oh, yes, touch me. Oh, my clit, fuck, rub it, yes. Your hand on my tit. My nipples feel so good. This feels so good. I'm gonna make you cum so hard. Fill me with your cum. Fill me. Give me your cum. Give me. I've got you. Come inside me. Oh my god, you're so deep. I'm all around you. Yes, I've got you. You can't get out. You're all the way in. There's nothing else. You're nothing. You're all the way in. Release yourself. Let go. Give me your cum. Good boy. Good boy.
Yes.
You did so good. Take the room for a minute and recover. I've got some scheduling logistics to sort out and some notes to write. I'll see you next week.